This year, One Spark is going to be less of a party, much shorter. You're telling us this is closer to the original vision. How is that so, John?
Well, the original vision really was to spark an entrepreneurial community in Jacksonville and help people grow their small businesses and their tech businesses. The idea kind of morphed into this five-day mega party that lasted well into the night. And while a lot of fun and 300,000 people showed up last year, it was kind of expensive and also off the mark from that original vision of sparking new business.
The model wasn't working. All of the staff was let go last year.
That's right. And Peter Rummel and his group, who started One Spark, were faced with the task of trying to reinvent this thing in a matter of weeks. So I talked with Kate Stewart, who is one of the people who helped reinvent the festival this year. And she explained to me how they're on that second day, they're really going to start focusing in on business and how to help businesses.
And that's coming up on Thursday.
That's correct.
So you'll get to sample all different kinds of things, everything related to four tracks: innovating your business, protecting your business, funding your business, and running your business.
And Kate said the keynote speakers on day two could be the most interesting part.
Folks who are from Jacksonville who wanted to create high growth companies here were unable to. Had to go to California, launched high growth companies, highly successful. They have created branches here. Their families are here. They spend as much time here as they can, but they're unable to actually launch their companies here. So they're going to be talking about what they wished had been in place and what they hope will be in place so that people like them don't have to go to California.
That's all interesting, but what about those 300,000 people who might be wanting to have another big party this year? That doesn't really sound like it's going to appeal to that crowd.
It may not. But day one will be their day to party, and day two will be the business day.
Fun is great. We have a lot of fun things in the city, but we need to grow up. We really do. It's hard work to create an innovation ecosystem. It's hard work to be an entrepreneur. It's the hardest job in the world, other than parenting. And in order to do that, we have to buckle up and put our noses to the grindstone and do this properly.
This year's One Spark Festival is coming up this Wednesday. It starts at noon in downtown Jacksonville.
And Thursday's day two, and that's the entrepreneurial workshops, and anybody can come, and they want everybody to come.
All right, we'll see you there.
All right, great.
John Burr is WJCT's business analyst. I'm news director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.